It is officially spring, though if you were to look out my window right now, you wouldn't be able to tell. But we passed the vernal equinox. The sun is getting higher in the sky. The days are getting longer. Hello, my loves. It's Paul Galoro. I'm so thrilled to be coming to you in video form for my newsletter this week. It's a time for new beginnings, for rebirth. Spring has sprung, and soon we're going to be seeing things popping up out of the ground. I love this time of year. It's a very interesting time astrologically because a lot of things that are happening right now are pointing to a time of new beginnings. We're officially in Aries season, and every zodiac sign has an I statement. And the zodiac statement for Aries is I am. And I am is said with confidence. It's bold. It's assertive. That is the power of Aries. Nature is reminding us of that power that is within us. We are in eclipse season as well. Eclipses come in pairs. We've got a lunar eclipse that's going to be happening on March 25th. And then there's the solar eclipse that's happening on April 8th. Eclipses are a time for major transformation. And these transformations can be huge, as in you start a new job or you move houses, or the transformation can be a small shift in your perception or in your habits that translate into major shifts over a long time. Here's an example. We had an eclipse in Aries season. It was April of 2005. That was the time that I decided to become a healthy non-smoker. Just one day I decided, okay, it's time for me to stop smoking cigarettes. And my affirmation was, I am a healthy non-smoker. I am a healthy non-smoker. And I don't know why I just arbitrarily picked April 9th, but I chose April 9th as my first day as a healthy non-smoker. That choice that I made brought me to a gym, which then I decided to hire a personal trainer. Then I was inspired by that personal trainer to become a personal trainer. From there, I started working at the gym. Then I became a fitness instructor, and so on and so forth. That then led me to a shift in my career that brought me into health and fitness. Nearly 20 years later, here I am, recently being crowned Fitness Professional of the Year, also named one of Canada's top fitness trainers. So that little shift turned into big shifts. That is the power of eclipse season. And I love that it is in Aries right now because Aries again says, I am. So really with the power of eclipse season, however we hold our mind and our being, and however we finish that sentence, I am, has huge power. The other interesting thing that's happening though, as much as there's a lot of change and transformation around us, Mercury also begins his retrograde period right in the middle of the eclipse season. So on April 1st, Mercury stations retrograde. Now, he's already been in his pre-retrograde shadow. So we've been paying attention to the way we think and the way we communicate and watching all the experiences that happen. But we're also being mindful that from April 1st to April 25th, it really is a time for us to stop and reflect. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you all sorts of things to freak you out about Mercury retrograde. I don't subscribe to that. It's not a big deal, but it allows us an opportunity to really reflect on how we communicate, how we think. And with Mercury in Aries, it's a time for us again to look at the thoughts I am and how do we often finish those thoughts. If there are things that make you feel heavy, this gives us an opportunity to really look at them and replace them. In my spiritual study, this idea of face and replace has come up. You look at all of the thoughts, you look at all of the stuff that isn't serving you, and you replace it with a statement that does. This isn't spiritually bypassing where we just pour pink paint all over everything. It's where we actually take a look. This isn't working in my life, or this is where I'm feeling disharmony. I see it. I'm not denying it. And I'm going to do the things that I need to do to make a new choice. Take my example from 2005. Again, I was smoking cigarettes. I wasn't feeling good about myself, not only physically, but like I just mentally, emotionally was not in a good place. So making the choice to make that physical change, I kept my thoughts positive. I remember I used to write my affirmations out before I would go to bed every night, like 50 times. I am a healthy non-smoker. I'm a healthy non-smoker, and played that tape. I wasn't paying attention to astrology as detailed as I am now back in those days, but now I can see how I was reprogramming my mind in this time of I am to change the things that were going on within me. Take some time to reflect here, especially while Mercury is in retrograde. Reflect on how you communicate who you are, how you show up in this world. And if there's something that you're not quite enjoying anymore, if there's something that's no longer serving you, now is the time to let it go. That is just for you to reflect on within your own personal life. Now, a lot of exciting things have been happening here. I've been creating more programming to help us tap into the energy of things that are happening seasonally. So right now I have my Spring Synergy program. It's a 6-week virtual wellness program that consists of 2 sessions once a week for 6 weeks that are taking us not only into a physical practice of Aries season, which will then transform into Taurus season, but also a mental, emotional, reflective experience of Aries and Taurus season. Especially springtime, it's a time for renewal. And so we're going to look at how we move our body, how we nourish our mind, how we nourish ourselves, our practices in this 6-week program. The 2 sessions consists of Unwind, an evening program where we'll do some restorative yoga. There will be some holistic self-care practices that are related to the season. And of course, we're always going to have a mindful aspect to it. And then there's Synergy Flow. Synergy Flow is our physical experience where we do a little bit of a light intensity interval training. We get our bodies moving. And of course, there is going to be the mindful and meditative aspect to it as well. If you want to check out this program, Spring Synergy, I've included a link with this newsletter for you to check out the preview that I'm going to be doing on April 1st and April 3rd. So Unwind, the preview is April 1st at 8 p.m. And then on April 3rd at noon, we will have the preview of Synergy Flow. Now, here's the cool thing. It happens in real time, but it's also available on demand. So if you can't make the real-time practice, the recording will be made available to you within an hour of the practice being completed. If you want more information, check out the link that I've included with this video. Also, Arise, my program that's been going on since November 2021, has officially celebrated 600 episodes this past week. It's super exciting for all of us that are currently in the program. If you're unfamiliar with my Arise program, we take care of our mind, our body, and the way we show up before we go out into the world. Also available in real time and on demand. We record it Monday to Friday at 7:15 a.m. Eastern time. And then it's uploaded immediately after that for you to practice on your own. And I have people that are doing it both in real time and on demand. And for those that do participate in real time, there is the Sunrise Social, which happens right after. And it's an opportunity for us to come together in community and chat. We're coming from all over the place. There's Jack in Alabama. There's Susie in downtown Toronto. There is Anne that's also in Toronto. There's Nancy in Boston. There's Leah in Richmond Hill. There's Lori that's all the way out near Horseshoe Valley. I don't remember exactly where you are, Lori, although I see her in Barrie. Then there is Judy in Weybridge. Like, we're coming from all over the place. Leanne in Tiny. So it's like, and if I got all of these places mixed up, ladies, I'm sorry, but you know I love you. But anyways, we're coming from all over the place. Oh, and then also Megan in Ottawa. If you want to check that out, also link is included with wherever you're watching this video. Finally, last thing to share with you, this coming week, March 27th, will be the final episode of the Living Spiritfully podcast before we go on a 1-month hiatus. You'll definitely want to check that out because Crystal Eves has more information about eclipse season. Dr. Patricia Rennie is sharing all about her experience of 60 days of self-love. Lots of great info in there. And then Jackie and I talk about what it means to be youngish. You'll definitely want to check that out. And again, we're going to take a little hiatus. You know, as Mercury goes into retrograde, I said it's a time for reflection. And this is a time for me. I'm personally reflecting on all the ways that I'm showing up in the world, and the podcast is one of them. So I'm taking a little pause, but we'll definitely come back at you on May 8th, just in time for the new moon, with some new content. So I'm so excited. Thank you for joining me for this little newsletter video that I'm sending. If you're checking it on the YouTube, or if you're listening to this on wherever you're getting your podcasts, check the show's notes, because all the details will be there. I wish you all a lovely spring season. I wish you all a lovely eclipse season. And remember, Mercury retrograde is not a time to fear. It's a time to pay attention, to reassess, to reevaluate. I love you so much. I'll see you again soon.